Your daughter was saying you had a fiddle that had rattlesnakes.
Well, poor rattlesnake, the tail, you know.
The tail, yeah.
You know, rattlesnake got a tail, and before it bites you, it usually rattles that thing before you're going to bite you.
It rattles that thing before it bites you,
that's
yeah.
why it can notify you.
Mm-hmm.
So I put two or three of them in my violin, and it helped put a sound, you know.
Really?
It would make a better sound to the violin.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, some kind of way.
So you put it would rattle a little bit in there, or
it would rattle a little bit, but it would give it a better sound, a clearer sound. You know?
Huh. The tone is
the tone. Yeah.
The tone,
and don't you know somebody somewhere? They took my rattle out of that violin. I don't know how they done to do that.
Hmm.
One day I was playing so. I kind of shook my wand to see if it was still, no more rattling.
Huh.
Say, well.
Took this rattle, how many years had been?
They must have got, I used to could take a string and make a knot to the end of it.
Uh-huh. You took a string and make a knot to the end of it.
And let it go down in that S, you know, the mess.
Uh-huh.
And some kind of way it would hook it, and you could pull it out like
yeah.
that. Or you would turn it upside down
mm-hmm.
and catch a little with a yeah. little instrument and pull it.
Where did you get those rattles from the snakes?
Well, some of my friends would live like around Appaloosa, Palmetto, back in Appaloosa. Mm-hmm. They got plenty of rattlesnakes back there.
Was that a long time? Was that early that you did that with the rattles? Was that when you were young?
That's when I was quite young.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they got my rattle. I never had my rattle back. I don't know who done it.
What's where did you get the idea to put the rattle in there?
Well, some of my friends had their violin. Some old musician, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they tell me all the time, why don't you try to get you a rattle or two, put in that violin, and you're going to give it a better sound.
Hmm.
And I talked with some of my friends. I was friendly with everybody around in Louisiana, you know.
Yeah.
Some of them would live around Washington and different places where they had plenty of rattlesnakes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd kill them thing and pull off the rattle.
Huh. And then put the rattle in the fiddle.
That's right.
And that gave it a better tone.
Mm-hmm.
Who are those fiddlers that told you that? Do you remember their names?
No, it's been so long, you know. And I got a pretty good read. It's been so long.
What was the music that you grew up hearing when you were young? Who were the first musicians that you heard?
They had too many, you know.
Yeah, no, they didn't. Huh?
And I heard that some of that music on the graphophone, you know, a long time ago, they had them graphophone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd buy a record, you know, and listen to that.
Hmm. They had house dances?
Yeah, house dance, more than just house dance.
Was it accordions in the house dances?
Yeah.
Who were the accordion players?
Well, my deceased brother.
Mm-hmm.
He would play and some other fellas.
Yeah.
They were the first colored man ever had made a record. He was from Ville Plaza, Yonis. He was Amadeo Adwan, was his name.
Mm-hmm.
He's in that book there, I believe.
Yeah, he made Yonis Two-Step?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And you played with him, didn't you?
I played it one time. He had come to play a house dance, not far from Lost Hills, and there had no. He didn't have no basic, you know. He played by. So somebody told him, if you think you need a bass, a carrier, is a carrier not far from you can help.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody came to the house, and I was staying with my daddy. They said, I'm a dad, when it's been a hard day, they're not far from you. Don't you want to come and help him? I said, yeah, I could go.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very proud that I went to bass. I could bass pretty good.
Your daddy was proud, you said?
No, some other friend.
Uh-huh.
He was very proud.
Yes.
And Swell White, and I played the whole dance with him.
Where was that? Do you remember where that dance was?
From Lauderdale, not too far from Lauderdale.
It was a house dance?
It was a house dance. Huh. And that had been many years ago.
Was it Creole or Cajun people there? Who?
No, it was Creole, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I helped him play until, I guess we played till around midnight, something like that.
Do you remember anything about him, what he was like to play with?
Well, not too much. It's been so long.
Yeah. He's a short man, wasn't he?
That's right. His picture's in that
one. Yeah, I've seen that picture,
Yeah, and he was too glad that I had helped him.
Mm-hmm.
And I would play with some other guy too, some from Jonas, I believe they had. One time a fellow from Jonas, he was a musician, I don't forget his name, but accordion player.
Mm-hmm.
So I was living around a lot there with my dad. And he knew me, said, you wouldn't mind come with me there to play a dance in Vail Platte. I said, man, Vail Platte. I said, I'm not going there. He said, them people is too rough.
In Vail Platte?
Yeah.
The people is too rough, huh?
So I took a chance. He said, they ain't going to bother you. I said, I don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
You might try anything with us. But I went, and but they never, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to be, they liked to fight the people, strange mostly.
They liked to what?
Fight. You're having some trouble, you know.
Yeah, up in Vail Platte, in that area?
Yeah. And I went, but it went on all right.
Mm-hmm.
It never did bother us.
Did you ever see any fights in the house dances or anything like that?
Well, years back, yeah. I was playing a dance. I just remember that Ron, I think it was Ron, between Appaloosa and Vail Platte, I was playing a dance. And it's a fella shot another one. Running, not even with my face, but crossed in front of me like that.
Oh, really?
And don't you know that smoke of that pistol, it kind of burned my face.
Oh, man. It went right across. You said
right in front of it, just like he had been standing there. He shot, and that smoke, it kind of burned me my face.
Wow.
That fella he shot, that he made a run, come outside the house. Made around the house halfway.
He made around the house?
And then he fell to the kitchen. He was like, he wanted to go in the kitchen.
The one who was shot?
He was shot, yeah. Uh-huh. And he crossed the fence, boom, down he went.
He crossed the...
They had a fence, you know.
A fence, so he crossed the fence and down he went?
And down he went, poor thing.
Huh. Do you know why he shot him? Do you know what the fight started about?
No, I'm going to tell you, the fellow was kind of off, you know, he wasn't too solid.
Yeah.
He should have never shot a man like that.
Yeah.
But I believe the fellow was just joking with him, and he took that for some, you know.
Did the police, did they call the law then, or how
well, they no, it was far from our police's. They didn't, at least they might have. I left me.
Yeah, that's, oh, yeah. I would too.
I took off, yeah.
I would too.
Yeah, and so I'm pretty sure that because they stopped the man, you know,
mm-hmm.
The next day I heard that.
Yeah.
Caught the fella and put him in the can.
Mm-hmm. I had heard about a man named, I think they called him Oakdale Carrier.
Oakdale.
An accordion player.
Yeah, he was kind of kin to me, but kin, you know.
Yeah.
I never did knew too much about him.
Was that his name, Oakdale?
Oakdale, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I had heard that he had gotten in some kind of an argument with Amade. Had you ever heard anything like that, or no?
No.
Something between him and Amade or something.
Oh, sure enough. But no, I never heard.
Huh.
In that time, it was mostly just how that.
Yeah.
In 1940, it was the first club I ever did play in. Richard Club between Lawtail and...
Yeah, I know Richard's.
Lawtail and Abloos.
1940.
Me and my oldest brother, that was. We the one played there in that club.
Wow.
And that, the people was like that, they were so happy.
That must have been one of the first clubs around there then.
Huh? That's correct. So we the first one ever that played in there.
Really? Wow. Boy, and that club's still going now.
I guarantee the people had really enjoyed themselves.
What that club look like then? What was that club like? It was nice?
It was nice. It was pretty large, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's still there.
Yeah. It's the same building, I guess.
Uh-huh. Huh? That's right. Very large club.
Yeah, the man that runs it now is named Kerman Richard.
That's his son.
Yeah, that's the son of the man that hired
you.
Yeah,
the old man's name was Eddie Richard.
Mm. What was he like? Was he...
Well, he was very nice with the people, you know, and also common.